Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. You may have noticed, well, given the fact that I've done the intro for once, and the fact that then there's been no jolly, you know, Liverpudlian accent chipping in alongside me, I'm recording this on my own, and that is because Matt has sadly abandoned me and moved on to bigger and better things and left me alone. He's listening, so I'm guilt tripping him right now. That's why I'm laying it on quite as thick as I am. But anyway, there are advantages to him not being here, and one of those is the fact that I get to geek out about eventing without anyone to stop me. And it's a big week in the eventing calendar because it is Poe week. Now, Poe is the last of the CCI Five Stars that takes place in the Northern Hemisphere. Obviously, we've got Adelaide in November, but Poe is a big one on the calendar. And there is a good representation of from Team GBR there. We've got all sorts of riders there, including we've got Tom McEwen there with two horses. Izzy Taylor's over there. Sarah Bullimore's there. Roz Cantor is over there, firmly back in the saddle after her maternity leave and out to contest her first five stars since she's come back to competition. And someone else who's there is Gemma Tattersall with two horses. And I caught up with Gemma earlier this summer at a team training day to have a chat and find out a little bit more about her. Okay, so I'm sat with Gemma Tattersall. And Gemma, tell me a little bit about your season so far, because it's been a bit up and down, hasn't it?
Yeah, you could say that. It started really slowly and with a bit of a bad fall at Belton and a few injuries to horses, which is always a really hard thing for us to deal with, but it's part of the sport and we have to keep going and keep working. And, you know, luckily I've managed to find a bit of form. Had a fantastic Bramham, just had a great week with all three horses that were there, a win with Quick Look in the short format, and a second and a sixth with my two lovely chilly morning offspring, Jalapeno and Chilly Night. So managed to find some form, and then had a fantastic run in Arville with the lovely Santiago Bay, and she won the short format four star out there as well. So yeah, we've picked up and we've got a good few weeks. And you know, being long listed with two horses, Arctic Soul and Jalapeno, is fantastic. You know, I think it was a bit of a surprise, and it's just nice to still be well up there. So yeah.
Because Arctic Soul's been your sort of very faithful campaigner for a while, but you are building up quite a string behind him, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to keep looking for new up and coming horses, and you know, I'm very lucky to have the ride on Jalapeno, new ride for me this year, but she's turning out to be a seriously exciting horse. And you know, she's also really fun to work with. She's got such a lovely temperament, even though she's a chestnut mare, there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, so we've got some fantastic horses coming through, and Arctic Soul is still going strong. He might be 16, but he feels the same, absolutely no different. He's really fairly unbelievable, to be honest. Yeah,
he is a bit of a machine.
Yeah,
and as you say, you've got a few of these chilly morning babies. Yeah. Are they all pretty similar to each other, or are they completely different characters?
Completely different. They have the odd similar trait, as in most of them are ginger. but honestly, they are so different. Even I've got few full brothers and sisters, and they're all completely different. So it just shows you that breeding can be a complete lottery. And clearly he's producing good horses, but they're all different. But they all have his fantastic brain, which is the most important thing, I think, for eventing.
And it'll be exciting to see whether they can replicate some of his pretty impressive results in the future.
That would be nice. And, you know, Jalapeno is the eldest of his offspring, being 11. And then my next one coming along is Chilly Night, and he's 9. So they're still relatively young at the top level. So it'll be interesting to see what the next few years, you know, what brings. Yeah.
Exciting. Now for our slightly more unusual question. So if you've got someone coming over for dinner, what's your kind of fail-safe meal that you go for?
Well, I think I'm quite good at cooking a good roast chicken.
That's a good crowd pleaser.
Yeah. done it a few times recently for people coming around and they've absolutely loved it. So I think that's probably what I'd go to.
Brilliant. And obviously a big part of being an eventer is spending time in the lorry.
Yeah.
Have you got any kind of tunes you like to listen to while you're in the lorry?
Oh yeah, we listen to all sorts of tunes. To be honest, in Team Tat we love a bit of old school tunes. Yeah, a bit of Rod Stewart and Elton and, you know, the old school tunes we love singing away to. So yeah, it's fun.
Brilliant. And obviously a key part of Team Tat is your mum, who comes along with you and grooms for you.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, it's great. My mum's been amazing. She's been such a huge part of the team and my career so far. Now I've got the support as well of Charlotte Overton, who's my head girl, and she's been coming to all the shows as well and doing it as a team. And it's really, you know, I'm so lucky to have such a great supportive team behind me. You know, great owners and my boyfriend, and we all actually work together as a team, and that's what's important.
Yeah, teamwork, yeah. I think, makes the dream work.
Absolutely.
As they say.
Yeah.
And of course, I know you've been doing quite a bit of pure show jumping recently. Any dangers we might lose you to a new discipline?
You're not going to lose me, no. No, my heart does lie in eventing. And obviously, so far, it's been a good career for me. But I really enjoy the show jumping and having a really good fun giving it a bit of a crack with a couple of horses. I've actually got 3 sort of pure show jumps in my yard, and Chica Bella has now retired to show jumping and winning a lot against the jumpers, which is very satisfying. So actually sort of 4 of my horses in the yard are jumpers, which is really fun. You know, I make time for it. I think it's very good for the event horses as well. And you know, when you've been to show jumping and you've jumped a couple of big tracks and you come back to the eventing, then it doesn't look so difficult, which is, you know,
that's pretty
really good.
Good
thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And pretty important these days to feel confident and comfortable in a big arena and a big environment. So I think if you can get as much ring practice in as possible, you know, it's a really good thing. Went down to Villamora for 4 weeks with 6 horses, and you come back and you just, you know, you're so comfortable within yourself in the show jumping ring, and I think that's really important.
And I think definitely eventing used to be one of those things where it was all about the cross country and the others were just what you filled the time with in between.
Yeah.
But it's becoming much more of an even competition, I think, now, isn't it, with the dressage and the show jumping becoming really important.
I think with the dressage scoring the way it is now, with it being even closer, I think you know, one show jump down can cost so much. So if you can, obviously any horse can have one show jump down at any time, even Milton can have one show, could have one show jump down. So, you know, but trying to eradicate that as much as possible, I think, is a good thing. And I think feeling comfortable within yourself and just so relaxed and confident is a good way to be in the show jumping.
Brilliant. And one last question for you. If you had to go on your dream holiday, where would you go and why?
I'd go to the Maldives. And because I haven't been before, I've heard it's absolutely incredible. I love the sunshine, I love the beach, and I love the sea. So the Maldives is in the middle of nowhere, and it's sunny, and it's the beach, and I wouldn't have to wear shoes. It just sounds fabulous.
I'm with you there. Thank you very much, Gemma. So that was Gemma giving me real holiday envy, quite frankly. It's been very, very autumnal here in Warwickshire, so I could do with a nice trip to the Maldives and lazing around on a beach. But, you know, unfortunately, we can't all be that lucky. So Poe, like I said, is happening, and Gemma is there with Jalapeno and Chili Knight. This is being recorded on the Wednesday, so that's Trot Up Day, with the dressage happening on Thursday, Friday, the cross country on Saturday, and the show jumping on Sunday. If you'd like to watch the action, it's being streamed live on Horse and Country TV on their website, and I think you can also watch it on the Poe Facebook page, but don't quote me on it. Apologies if it isn't actually there. So it's been a good period for Team GBR since our last podcast. First of all, Roger Campbell is the FEI World number one driver in Ponies 4 in Hand, so congratulations to him. He's had a great season. Piggy French, her amazing season continues, because, you know, why wouldn't it? She's notched up a 15th international win this season by taking the six-year-old title at Le Moulin last weekend. Sorry, not Le Moulin, at Le Lyon last weekend with Cooley Lancer. Tom McEwen was there as well. He was in the seven-year-old class and came third with Brookfield Benjamin Bounce. So well done to him as well. A little bit of viewing information for you as well. If you tune in to ITV News at 6 o'clock on Monday, you will see our very own Natasha Baker there. She went to visit the RDA National Training Centre at Lowlands Farm, and she's there to talk about her career and how she got started riding with the RDA. So do tune in and watch that. Something else as well, it is awards season. The trophies are coming thick and fast. So we've had a few winners as well. So the Animal Health Trust Equestrian Awards were a few weeks ago. Gareth Hughes was winner of the Dressage Award, so well done to him. And our European bronze medal winning team of Ben Mayer, Scott Brash, Holly Smith and Amanda Derbyshire picked up the show jumping prize, so well done to them as well. British Grooms Association are currently taking nominations for their Grooms Awards. So you can go onto their website or visit their social media to find out how to nominate a groom that you may know or who works for you. There's also this year, for the first time, an employer's prize as well. So grooms, if you think that your employer deserves a big accolade for how good they are, then nominate them. This is being recorded on Wednesday, so if you're listening today, then you can also vote in the Horse and Hound Awards. We've got loads and loads of Team GBR riders, horses, grooms up for various different categories, and there are lots of other just very, very inspiring people, groups, horses, ponies, amateurs in there as well. So do go and check that out. But like I say, voting closes at midnight tonight, and today is Wednesday. So that rounds us off. I think we've got through this without too much self-conscious rambling. Winner, winner. I'm actually away next week, sadly not in the Maldives, just in Dorset. There will be a beach and there will be the sea, but I'm not sure it's going to be quite the same. So there won't be a podcast next week, but we will, I will be back the week after with some more fun interviews for you to look forward to. In the meantime, everyone, have a great time. Enjoy watching Poe. I know I will be tuned in. And any other equestrian activity that you might get up to in the next few weeks. Bye.